What's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to another episode here on my podcast, man. My name is Gravity, and for those of you who are just jumping on and brand new to the platform here, this is just my personal memoir that I share here publicly with you. This is like my most organic and like, for me, it's like my coolest platform, right? Because I could just turn on my phone and just press a button and go. I don't have a mic. I'm sitting on my couch in the living room. Kids are out at dinner and, you know, with their mom and bugging out and their family. And I'm just, you know, I stayed back today to get some things done and I found some time to jump on the podcast. And, you know, I wanted to talk about being a dad coach. Right? Dang, man. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do was be a dad coach. You know, I love coaching. I love teaching, breaking. I love mentoring in general because, you know, I love to just share the things that I've gone through so that, you know, other people don't have to go through the same thing or make the same mistakes. And so, I find myself in a place where, like, naturally I just share information, you know. And when my son was little, you know, actually before I ever even had kids, I was like, man, it'd be dope if I had like a son who can break and I could break with him. And I feel like I manifested that. And I didn't know what that would look like. You know, here we are like 20 years later. I didn't know what that would look like, man. And, you know, I get to travel the country with my son, hopefully soon the world. And he's 11. And it wasn't until about 4 years ago that he actually started breaking. Like hard, like he always can do it. He was always in it. I would show him how to head spin and he would like mess around and do like little kid poses. And, you know, he's been doing it for a while, man. Like he's been doing it for his whole life. Essentially, he's been in it, but he didn't start taking it serious. Like I'm talking about next level serious until about a year ago. And then the very end of 2022, my son was like, Dad, I don't want to go to school anymore. I want to homeschool and I just want to break and travel like you. And I was like, dude, in my head, I was like, hell no, I'm not about to put your education in my hands. Like it's hard enough to raise a child or a boy to be a man. You want me to teach you and be the reason why you know or don't know something? Like I really had to think about that. And that was a really hard decision for me to make, man. And, you know, it took for my son to just come home a couple of times crying from getting bullied and getting... Last day he was at school, man, he got jumped. Like, who gets jumped at 10 years old? You know, like, what the heck, man? And these kids were punks, man. I made my son approach these kids and I was like, you know, dude, like, I made my son handle up in front of teachers and everything. And he just really... He wasn't about it, man, and I felt really bad because I realized, like, man, I provide a life for my son that, you know, he doesn't have to fight. He doesn't have to be macho. His ego doesn't have to take over. For him, it's easy to just walk away. It's all good. And although, like, as a dad and as a man, you want your son to be able to stand up for himself, but in that moment, it just wasn't the time. And you know, in that moment, he showed me that, like, not everything has to be handled like that. You know, we can just walk away. And so I share this with you because being a dad coach, you know, balancing dad and coach, I've learned so much about being a dad and just being a human and being a coach and being a breaker from my son. And he's constantly teaching me lessons, too. And so when we decided to homeschool, and we started, it was like easy, way easier than I thought. It just took for me to, you know, be on top of it with him. And we set up this really cool schedule where, you know, he was able to do 2.5 hours of schoolwork a day, 2.5 hours right after schoolwork of breaking. He had a break, came back, did team like training, which was another 2 hours, had an hour and a half break, and then did another 3 hours in the evening. He's been doing that since January 2023. That's crazy, you know? And so we've seen such an amazing growth in him since. And I think it was the best decision he's ever made in his life. And I think it's the best decision I ever agreed to in our lives, period. The hardest thing about being a dad and coach is, you know, It's mainly more hard for him, to be honest, because he sees me as his dad, and he hates the fact that sometimes I'm just like, I'm not your dad right now, bro. I'm your coach, you know, and I'm here to push you harder than you've ever been pushed. And sometimes he confuses that, and he's like, I don't want it today, or I don't want to do this. And it's like, you know, the dad in you is like, man, I see my son is tired, you know, and the coach in me is like, yes, this is what separates him from the people who just kind of do this, you know, like, you know, as a man and as an adult, as a professional in my craft, and as somebody who's been doing this a long time, I want to push my son the way I pushed myself. And I've never pushed him harder than I've pushed myself. I always push him as hard as I've pushed myself, because I know I push myself so freaking hard. But at the same time, I have been injured because of that. I have been drained. I have been emotionally, mentally destroyed from it. And I don't want my son to go through the same thing. So the dad in me, you know, knows how to now knows how to put like the foot down and be like, hold on a second, you know, my son's been doing this for a couple months. Yo, G, take the week off. No, and he'll be like, I don't want to take the week off. I'm like, nope, you got to do it. So every couple months, he knows, like, all right, my dad's probably gonna make me take a week off. Or if he says, hey, dad, today you think I can just go hang out with my friends? I will say yes, because I still want him to be a kid. And mind you, it's a very rare yes. Like, I don't want to say I say yes and then him be like, you don't say yes. But there are, like, you know, on the weekends, or like, because he's in summer right now, like for school, like I gave him the summer off too with his siblings. You know, if he wants to, on a weekday, go spend the night at his friend's house and I don't see him all day, he don't make it to practice, you know, I let him rock. I have to let him still be a kid. But the coach in me is like, dude, that's a week down the drain, because he's missing a day, you know, because it's just like a week, like one practice in breaking is like a week. Like when you miss a practice, it's like, bro, where you been? And it's always been like that, you know, and I don't know if that's just the way I was like brought up in breaking, but I love that I was brought up like that in breaking. You know, this comes first at all times, but at the same time, so does his sanity, so does his mental health, his emotional health. I think, you know, being able to take a break is really, really detrimental, you know, for my kid, for anybody's kid, in anything that they're indulging in. Like, it's detrimental that these kids get to take a break and just be kids. Another thing that I had to do, and I actually did this kind of early, but I think other dads in the game showed me that, you know, it could be annoying to have your dad as a coach. Like, back off, especially if you don't break, back off, let your kid rock, and just be a fan. Just be a fan and watch them go through it and hug them. And, you know, that was something like, when I watched my son battle, I was like, I'm always behind him, you know, and I'm like in his corner and I'll let him know what he's missing, or, you know, I'll call things out on other people, whether it's kids or not. Like, I don't care, right? Like, it's part of the team thing. Like, that's the coach in me being right there behind him, you know, just supporting him and making sure that the judges are paying attention to the things that are happening, because sometimes judges are not paying attention. And, you know, as a coach, you know, I'm totally invested. But then as a dad, I'm not able to just sit back and watch the fact that my son is thriving. And so lately I've been just recording him from the sidelines. We have a little talk before he goes, and then I record from the sidelines, and now I'm just watching my son thrive. And I sit back and I'm just like mind blown that this kid is doing what he's doing at the level that he's doing it. And it all started with me saying, like, man, it'd be dope if, like, you know, I had a kid who did this, you know. And, you know, it's an amazing and a beautiful thing. And so if you're a dad and a coach out there, you know, great job, man. I know it's not easy. I know it's difficult. Especially when, like, they're being lazy and whiny. And, like, that's the conversation for dad. And then coach gets involved and they just want their dad in that moment. You know, like, it's so hard to find the damn balance for me. But it's built a bond between me and my son. Like, if you can do it right. Like, and I don't want to say I'm perfect because I drop the ball. And sometimes I'll apologize that, hey, man, you need a break. Or, hey, man, you good? And he'll be like, hey, man, I'm just burnt, you know, like my son this week told me, and he was training with me. So I have like these during my training sessions, like, or just during my training year, like, I don't even know what to call it, but just during my like training in general, there'll be days or times within the year that I'll go like hard for 10 days straight. And I'm talking about just an immense amount of training, like total day probably like 7 hours, 8 hours. This is including, you know, weights, ice baths, sauna, stretching, mobility, breaking session one, breaking session two, you know, doing like 5 rounds for 3 minutes straight, like these days. And my son started jumping in these sessions with me and not even complaining, man. He was just rocking out. And then, you know, and then he has to get ready to like practice with his team. And he's like, dad. And I'm like, I feel you, dude. You can take a break, you know. And there's like a bit of a separation right now between him and the kids at the studio because, you know, he's just indulged in what I'm doing as well. And, you know, for an 11-year-old kid, man, it's just a lot, man. And he really, you know, he's really leveling up for a reason. You know, he wants to keep up with other kids that are doing it just as hard, just as intense. He wants to battle with kids that are doing it just as hard and just as intense. And, you know, that motivates him and he's excited for that, man. And so, you know, for me, I love to watch it. But then when he needs a break, I have to listen, you know, and that's one thing that comes and it's really important because for us, if we're the coach, we can push them as hard as we want, not realizing that they still do have a cap, you know, and a limit. And, you know, if they've been doing it for a while, if your kid's been doing it for a while and you're seeing good results, we have to start to trust them. And that's something that I've had to learn how to do is trust my son, you know, trust the fact that he, one, trust the fact that he's going to go out there and do his thing regardless because he loves it and he's just as passionate and he's so embedded in the culture. Like, I have to trust that. And two, trust the fact that he's a kid. And if he doesn't kill it now, he'll kill it later. And you know, his time, it will be his time when his time comes. And sometimes, you know, we're so in the moment. Social media is crazy. You see kids at 5 years old doing 10 times what you can potentially be capable of. You look at your son or your daughter or your child, and you're like, my kid is so fucking far behind. And your kid's like, I'm so fucking far behind. And you want to like push them harder and harder and harder and not realize like everybody's situation is different. Everybody's ability is different. Everybody's capability is different. And we need to just focus on the task at hand, which is just enjoying the process. If you set the standard and the goal of being great and just accomplishing, like having the accomplishment of being the best you can be, like if you can have that at the top of the goal and the goal is to, you know, make a living or have a career off breaking, then trust the process. You know, teach them about the professionalism in this. Teach them about the, you know, the accountability and the what do I say? The consistency. You know, they need consistency. Teach them about personal branding. Make sure that your child knows that there's a difference between them, the civilian, and then them, the breaker. For example, Miguel and Gravity. Miguel is one person. He's the father. He's loving. He's the family man. You know, he motivates. He's happy. He's excited for the world to just, you know, see breaking. He's just a fan. And, you know, he just wants to be great for his family. He wants to do great things with them. And he just wants to take them all over the world and be successful for them so that they can have everything. Then you got Gravity, who just wants to be the fucking best. And he's just out there, you know, trying to do things that people have never done before. The goal is to be the Tony Hawk of breaking, you know, the Rob Dyrdek of breaking, you know, and to create opportunities for breakers worldwide and to change the game. That's Gravity. For Miguel, for my son, you know, Miguel is the kid who loves Fortnite and playing video games and is silly and goofy and, you know, can get sturdy and, you know, loves Pokemon cards and he loves science and all this stuff. And then there's Bam Bam, who is this ruthless terrorizer who just has zero fear and is just super explosive and funky, and I don't know, man, it's just crazy. And so make sure that your child knows the difference, man. Make sure your student knows the difference between, you know, their alter ego and themselves, and be able to flip that switch on, and, you know, teach them to be personable on camera, because this is how we set them up. If we're just preparing our kids to just do it, that's fine. Ugh, man, I don't just do it to do it, you know? So it's really not. Like, for me, I'm lying when I say that. Like, I don't want my kids to do anything that they don't plan to, like, they don't, like, think in their head, like, man, like, I want to be successful in this, you know? Like, we can just do things for fun, and that's cool. You know, for example, my son likes to ride quads. You know, he likes to, like, ride, you know, motor vehicle stuff, and, you know, he likes to go to the lake and drive boats and go on jet skis. He loves to draw. He loves to do all these things. That's cool. But when he asks for us to invest in him, then the goal is to be successful. So if he just wanted a break and break for fun, and he wanted me to take him places and do, that's fine. But when he says, like, Dad, can you get me this? Can we go here? Can we travel here? Can we fly here? Then I'm like, yo, hold on, man. It's costing money. I ain't just going out there to just, like, kick it for a sec, you know, especially when you're trying to travel 15 to 20 times a year. You know, for me, I'm like, dude, then you have to indulge in this. You have to invest in yourself, and you have to, like, put the time and the effort in. And that doesn't just include training. That includes learning how to recover so that they have longevity in this. I've seen a lot of kids in the game disappear and not fully, like, you know, not fully, like, I don't know, reap the benefits of all the hard work that they've done, because, man, they've gotten burnt out or injured, or they just couldn't figure out how to be sustainable within this. And there's a way, man, to where you can just do what you love, where you can just break for fun and love it. But you have to build your own personal brand, and we have to teach our kids this now. We have to teach our students this now. They are their own personal brand, and we have to big up that. And then on top of that, we have to push them. And on top of that, we have to, like, make sure they're eating good, and make sure they're sleeping well, and make sure they're feeling good, and make sure that they're happy and comforted and loved. And at the same time, you gotta be like, shut the fuck up and do some more rounds. And yo, that round was whack. And yo, dude, you're gonna have to catch that freeze. You haven't hit one freeze this whole week. You know, you keep hitting all these drills in your head spin, but you're not hitting your freeze at the end. What's the head spin without a freeze? You know, like we have to find, like, I'm constantly trying to, like, find the balance. And you know what, we've built a relationship where we're open with each other, you know. And sometimes he'll get mad and go to his mom, and then his mom will be like, nah, go back out there and do it, dude. Like, no, like, you know, she won't let him run from it. But at the end of the day, I've broken down to my kids, and I've told them, like, man, I don't want to take anything from you. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to, you know, do anything bad. I just want to push you to be better than you even know you can be. And I think as a parent, that's our job, is to lead and guide our children and show them what they're capable of. Not let our children or our students tell us what they're capable of. It's up to us to show them how far they can truly push. And it's a challenge. It's the greatest challenge of my life, and I don't have all the answers. I have barely any answers. All I have is trial and error. And within that trial and error, we've had amazing results. You know, we've had our ups and downs where I was like, you know what, dude? You ain't going to practice today. You want to be a jerk? You want to be an asshole? You want to be rude? You want to talk back? All right, man, I ain't doing this with you. And he'll lose his shit, man. He goes crazy. He yells, and he's like, no, I want to go to practice. I'm like, or I'll be like, you know what? I'm not taking to this gym. He's like, what do you mean? Like, I kind of, like, I will never take breaking from him. But I realized when I started doing that, like, I started threatening, like, oh, I'm not going to take you here, or you're not going to the gym. I started realizing how much he loved it. And I could sit back and be like, damn, this kid really loves this, man. And I could never take it. Even if you, like, had failing grades, wasn't doing good, I couldn't take it away from him, because it's no longer, like, an extracurricular activity, man. It's his life. It's his outlet. And we have to remember that this is also an outlet, you know? So yeah, competition, career, future, success, and then outlet rules over all of that. For me, if my son loses at a competition, I don't leave right away. because I let him, you know, be there and see his friends and dance and cipher, and maybe he hears a song that just makes him go crazy. You know, don't leave the competition after your child loses. And I say your child loses because it's inevitable, man. You lose more than you win. And when you get on a winning streak, just know that there's going to be somebody there that's going to take you out. And the minute you lose and everybody sees that you are human and vulnerable, like that becomes a vulnerable state, you start losing a lot more after that. Because now, oh yeah, this person can be beat. And then everybody starts cutting at you on so many different levels, man. So, you know, if you're out there listening with one of your students or your child right now, and you're a dad or a mom, coach, and you guys are tuning in, I apologize for the curse words. Yeah, sorry, not sorry, though, you know, because this is how I talk. But I say this with the utmost respect, man. If you're crushing the game right now, get ready. Because if you're going 1,000, somebody's going 10, you know. And if you're at the bottom of your game right now, with the utmost respect, step it up, because nobody's waiting for you. You will be left behind. And so within that, I leave it to you as the coach and student, or the father and child, or the mother and child, to find the balance to make your journey the best conversation 50 years from now. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, gravity_official. Check out my son's Instagram, B-Boy Bam Bam. You can check out everything that we got going on catchreg.com. And I hope you guys subscribe. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment. Reach out anytime, man, and catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.